go to school, get great marks, go to university and get a tertiary education, and you'll get a great job. You might even get a career, and it could be high paying, and you might have a safe, secure financial situation for the rest of your life. Couple of questions missing there. What do you really want to do and what are you really passionate about? There's lots of opportunity in the world. There's lots of things we can do. There's lots of jobs we can get. There's lots of career opportunities and they're all backed up with some form of education. But what do you really want to do and what are you excited about? And that's why it's so awesome to chat to little kids, because they're not thinking about, I'm going to do what everybody else is doing. They're still thinking with imagination. I would like to go to Mars. I would like to make sure the world never goes hungry. I would like to create a new machine for traveling. I would like to time travel. And children use their imagination. And I wonder when that stops, because there's a great question asked by Albert Einstein, or a suggestion that he made even, that our imagination is more important than our education. And is that a good question to ask? When does education take over? I have to get good marks, a tertiary education to go and get a job, versus I've got this great idea that I'm really passionate about and I can't wait to go and do it, even though it's never been done before. And the argument was brought up just recently that perhaps if you want to be a surgeon, for example, that you need to go and get an education because you have to learn how to do surgery. And of course, my mind went straight to, but yes, there was a time when there was no surgery and somebody used their imagination to say, hey, let's do a heart transplant. Let's do a kidney transplant. Let's do something that's never been done before. It's only in my imagination, but let's make it happen. Let's make it real. And then the rest of the world seems to follow along, get the education to do that same thing, and we keep doing the same thing that's already been done before. So how do we make sure that we're using our imagination, and how do we make sure that our kids don't stop using their imagination? We talk about get real, or that's not part of reality, or that's not possible. Everything that has ever been achieved was once considered impossible. Everything. Somebody once said, that can't happen. It's not part of reality. It's just part of somebody's imagination. And that person who had something in their imagination turned it into their reality. So I wonder what it is about our education system that stops us from dreaming. And are we guilty of saying, have we heard other people say, have we even said ourselves to our own children or the people that we have a commitment to help them achieve their goals and have a life that they're really passionate about? So whether you're a leader, a footy coach, somebody in society who's responsible for helping people make decisions in their life, have you ever been guilty of saying that's not possible, or that can't be done, or that's never been done before, or you need a backup plan? I always find that one fascinating. Yes, you can go and try and do that impossible thing, but make sure you've got a backup plan just in case you fail. Now, we don't always put that on the end, but that's what we're really saying. You could fail. So we focus on that you can't do that, you could fail, versus yes, let's go for it. Use your imagination and let's make that happen. And all the big thinkers and the visionaries in the world will share with you that what they've got inside their head right now is at this time not possible. NASA's talking about going to Mars. Several other companies around the world are talking about space travel, and they're talking about space travel as a simple part of let's just go on a holiday, let's go on a space shuttle trip. But it's not happened at the moment. If you're listening to this in 2018, it's not happened yet. But I'd reckon when you listen to this in 2020 or 25 or 40 or 50, that Mars will be for real and space travel will be for real. I don't know, but I love the fact that people are dreaming about it. It's in their imagination. They're taking it out of their imagination and turning it into a reality. So I think we get to choose. We get to choose whether we are going to be people who get educated by what's already possible and what's already been done, or whether we use our own imagination. So you might have a strategy, a plan, an idea, a conception, an invention, something that's never been done before, and somebody might have already told you, or hundreds of people might have already told you, that's not possible, it can't be done. I live in a house with a gorgeous man who was told way back in the 1980s that personal training in Australia was impossible. Nobody was ever going to have a personal trainer. And now there are literally hundreds and thousands of personal trainers in Australia and New Zealand and around the world, and personal training studios, and people have career paths full-time career paths as personal trainers. But just a short time ago, people were saying, that's impossible. Nobody's going to have a personal trainer. One of my favorite stories comes from the whole Steve Jobs, Apple, let's change the world experience, where Steve Jobs shared with the computer world at the time, I'm going to put a personal computer in everybody's hand. And the experts at the time said, what are they going to do with it and why would they want one? And now we live our lives with our personal computer attached to our palm almost, it seems, permanently. That was impossible and now it's not any a reality. It seems like we couldn't live without it. So how do we inspire, excite, motivate, and make sure that our kids are using their imagination? Perhaps we stop ever saying, that's not possible, you can't do that, that's never been done before. And rather than those words which aren't true, we can use words like, of course you can, and let's make that happen, and let's come up with it, all the ideas that could make that happen. Let's brainstorm that. Let's put our heads together and work out how we can make that happen. And that's what the visionaries of the world do. That's what the people with the really big imaginations do. And it's funny, when we're a kid, we call it imagination. And when we grow up, we say, oh, he's a visionary, or she's got major vision in the company or the organization. It's the same thing. It hasn't been done before, but you can see it, which means you've got vision. It hasn't been done before, but you can see it in your imagination. So maybe let's take a little bit less focus off the importance of getting the right marks at high school to get a tertiary education, to learn about what's already been done. And maybe let's focus more on, let's use your imagination. Let's think outside the box. Let's big think. How can we make something happen that's never been done before? Let's make sure that if we're inspiring our children, our teenagers, our future leaders of the world about what they're going to do, that they're never thinking it's not possible. Make sure they're thinking, I'm possible. I'm possible. You could say it a different way. Impossible. It's just a different emphasis on the syllable. Think differently, think big, and think with your imagination, then turn imagination into reality, and won't life be exciting?